Lyons City Council approved a tax break for Robertson Heating Supply under the Community Reinvestment Area Agreement passed Monday. The company will be exempt from property taxes for 15 years. Robertson plans to build a 93,000-square-foot distribution facility on a vacant parcel on West Main Street. The $21 million project will begin in March of next year with completion by March of 2027. It's expected to create 20 full-time and 5 part-time positions. The Marlington Board of Education approved its part of the tax break last week. Lyons City Health Commissioner Randy Flint is recognized for his service to the community. Council Monday passed a resolution honoring him for 41 years leading the city health department. It cites Flint's role in responding to events ranging from a 1988 fire at a warehouse storing pesticide to possible biochemical warfare after 9/11 and the COVID-19 pandemic. Flint will retire June 30th. Council also passed a resolution declaring July 12th Kirksey Young Hawkins Families Day. More than 600 members of the combined families will meet that day in Silver Park for their 85th annual reunion. Local doctor sentenced to 3 years probation. Dr. Priyanka Mude of Lake Township was sentenced to punishment Monday by Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni. She pleaded guilty to aggravated possession of drugs, forgery, and illegal processing of drug documents. The activity occurred between July 2022 and October 2023. Prosecutors say she wrote prescriptions for oxycodone and admitted to forging a physician's signature on a peer reference form when she applied for a position. Mude's licensed practice podiatric medicine was suspended in February, but later reinstated with probationary status. Her North Canton practice closed in January 2024 and reopened months later. The Stark County Sheriff's Office asking for the public's help in finding the driver involved in a fatal hit-and-run crash. 39-year-old Sean Gates was hit just after 10:30 Sunday night in the 1600 block of Shepler Church Avenue Southwest in Canton Township. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect vehicle is believed to be a white sedan with front-end damage. Anyone with information asked to call the Sheriff's Office at 330-430-3800 or the anonymous tip line at 330-451-3937. Searing police say two people were arrested after breaking into a home. June 6th, an officer was flagged down by a couple who said two people were inside an Oregon Avenue home for which they are caretakers. Smith Township Police called in for assistance. Officers searched the house and found a box cutter with blood on it, orange caps to syringes, and two non-working pen lights. Officers also discovered a woman identified as Desiree Souter in the basement. She told police she was there with a man who wanted to steal copper from the home. She was arrested and charged with breaking and entering. A warrant was issued for Austin Marshall. He was arrested Wednesday and was wanted for failure to appear on a theft charge in Alliance. Uniontown man has pleaded guilty to charges resulting from a sex sting in Salem. 25-year-old Tyler Forshay entered the plea Monday in Columbiana County Municipal Court to engaging in prostitution and possession of criminal tools. Sentencing is scheduled for next Monday. Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force says he responded to an online ad for sex posted by an undercover agent. Forshay agreed to pay for a sex act and was arrested Friday after showing up at a prearranged meeting location. City of Salem and Perry Township hoping to reach agreement on an annexation that will allow for construction of a K-8 building. School would be built on an approximately 90-acre farm on Winery Road, which is currently in the township. School district says the agreement must be completed by the second week of July to allow construction to begin and keep the building on track to open in July 2027. Certain plans and documents would have to be reviewed by the City Utilities Department before the annexation for the project to remain on track. That would have to be approved by City Council. Youngstown Police investigating a shooting on the city's south side. Officers responded to the 100 block of East Avondale Avenue around 4:30 Monday morning. They found one person with a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a hospital with minor injuries. WKBN-TV reports a car in a driveway was struck by multiple bullets and shell casings were found in the street. The aftermath of Saturday's devastating flash flood continues to unfold as officials have identified 6 victims. 5 are residents of Triadelphia, West Virginia. 73-year-old Michael Bukanovich, 19-year-old Travis Creighton, 26-year-old Kaylee Schotten, and her 3-year-old daughter Parker, and 59-year-old Lisa McMasters. The 6 victims, 74-year-old Michael Veronis, was from Moundsville. 3 individuals remain unaccounted for. Ohio County EMA Director Lou Vargo explained a preliminary damage assessment must be completed before FEMA can intervene. Local officials have noted the overwhelming support from volunteers, but the influx of traffic has caused significant delays.